Hello.
Hello.
Aloha. Some of you are so far away, I can hardly see you. Hi. How is everybody?
Good.
Some of you noticed what I brought with me today already.
A conch shell.
You have your own? Do you know, can you blow the poo? Can you make it make sound?
It's a tiny one.
I'm not very good at myself. Well, that's not why I brought it this morning, but I brought it this morning to talk about what this is on the outside.
A shell.
And is it soft and squishy?
No,
it's kind of hard, right? Real solid. And what is this used for before we use it for the blowing of the poo?
Animals.
A Kermit frog?
I love it.
Yeah. Thank you, Ian. You are exactly right. Ian said it's for an animal's protection under the sea. Yeah, so you see where my hand is? Right, everybody? So that's where the animal lives when it's in the shell. Do we have shells?
No,
we've got homes. We have homes. We have sort of shells. Our skin is sort of a shell. Our shell, though, is our skeleton on the inside. We have an inside kind of shell. Like this animal has an outside kind of skeleton. So we have sort of skeletons, but we don't have anything really hard on the outside. But we do have homes. We have things that we build up around us to protect us. That's really kind of an important thing, especially with storms, like a roof on the house. That's right. That's right. That's true. That protects our fingers. How is it, though, sometimes people kind of close off themselves and they're really kind of maybe really shy, or they're embarrassed, or they're afraid to take risks? That's sort of like not a shell you can touch or knock on or feel. That's an invisible shell that we put on ourselves sometimes. Sometimes there's a new person in school and we think, oh, they look really sad and I should say hi to them, but I'm afraid to. Or someone suggests, hey, you're really good at singing. Maybe you should join the choir. And we think, that would be fun, but I'm kind of afraid. And I don't want to. Have you ever felt like that before? Where you thought, oh, I'll try that new sport or that new instrument or something, and I'm just too afraid. Do you ever feel that way? Yeah, I do too. I have actually too. Well, this morning, Jesus is talking about taking risks and following him. So sometimes, Rainbow Boy, sometimes when we take risks, God says, go out and know that it's okay. Try that brand new thing. Do something brand new and know that I am with you the whole way. Experience life. And don't kind of close yourself up into a shell. Let's pray before you head back to your seats. Thanks for joining me today, everybody way over there. Let's pray, shall we? Can we bow our heads? Lord God, we give you thanks that you are with us in our lives and give us gifts and skills to try new things. Lord, help us to be brave and follow you where you may call us to go. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Thanks for coming on up. You may head back to your seats.